Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Today's show is brought to you in part by DC Universe. Imagine if all the DC stuff you love, movies, comics, collectibles, original DC shows, etc., existed in one place. Well, that's DC Universe. It's designed just for DC fans, and it even has this comic reader that lets you read comics on your big screen. Join the Ultimate DC membership today at DCUniverse.com. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, and it's also name tag showing time. Do we have any? Okay, good. We got some. That's exciting. What's that figure you're holding up?
It's a Funko Pop doll of Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Funko Pop of Hammond from Jurassic Park. And what... what does that have to do with anything? Is your name Hammond?
No.
No. So you just brought a thing and held it up. Here's my name tag. Oh, some jumbo donuts? Donetties? Wow. I mean, I didn't know Hostess made jumbo mini donuts. That is a very strange concept. And I will, I should say for the listeners that there's a whole thing of them just sitting here on the table waiting for me. So I will toss those throughout the show. Oh, did I describe any other name tags? Just that one. Oh, what's this Michael Myers thing over here? It's what? Michael Myers smoking a bong? Is that why you're sitting alone over there? You're so isolated, because everyone's like, I'm not going to... Mike Myers is bad enough, but when he's got a fucking bong in his hand, he's just going to, you know, break that off and stab me with it. And what's your name?
Mark.
Mark. So how does that... Okay, thanks, everybody. The name tags are becoming so less and less name taggy. More just random shit. Doug plugs this Saturday, October 6, 2018. Doug Loves Movies comes for the first time to Reno, Nevada at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club in a hole in the ground at Pioneer Center at 4:20. I'm really hoping for a good turnout for this. I do not expect it. Wednesday, October 10th, Doug Loves Movies returns to Helium in Philadelphia. Hashtag gas. And I'm doing stand-up and at Douglas Movies at the Improv in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, October 11th and Sunday, October 14th. Oh, San Francisco on Halloween. Wear costumes. I don't care. For all of my dates and deets. I mean, if you want to, wear them. No, but it's fun to have movie-themed name tag costumes on Halloween. And I always have fun when we do the show in San Francisco on Halloween. But for all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
That was so relaxed. It was almost like you were saying dot calm. Which should be the address of very calming websites. What's it called? ASMR or whatever. I brought a bunch of stuff in the prize bag for tonight, starting with a Accidental Comedy Fest poster that they gave me when I did that in Cleveland a few weeks ago. This is kind of fun. These are silicone gummy trays that you can use to make gummies. It looks like kind of like an ice cube tray, but it's little round gummy things. So if you're, you know, if you end up making your own weed snacks, that'd be fun. Oh, here's a shirt that's got something on it that I don't know why anyone would want to walk around with that on their shirt, but it says, "Fuck Big Farm," and they do that thing where it's a asterisk instead of a U and fuck. So I guess that. It makes it, you can wear it to an elementary school. Nobody's going to have a problem with it. Well, maybe I'll just put these donuts in the prize bag because I don't want to waste time throwing donuts because we got a lot to pack in tonight. But also a Douglas movie sticker. And the stuff brought by my four guests tonight, it's a terrific lineup as it often is here in Los Angeles. Please give it up for Demi Adigi-Ibe, Aparna Nancherla, Matt Besser, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Hello.
Let's meet them individually, shall we? All previous guests on the show, so I'm going to just go old school, old fashioned, and start with the lady on the panel. It's Aparna Nancherla, everybody. Is this your first time doing the show in L.A.?
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's nice to have you here. You've done it in New York at the Gramercy.
Yeah, the holiday one.
Yeah, and you get to see now how much less interest there is in the show here in Los Angeles. Than in New York.
It's hard to... A week to week. Ooh, who can do it?
This isn't even week to week. It's like every couple of weeks. But, you know, people have things to do. I understand.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to chuck one of these at somebody.
Those are the female donuts, right?
Yeah. I bet these are at least 3 years old. These were made years ago.
I just opened it.
No, but they were, I mean, look at
they're made and then they sit around for a while.
Do they have cream in them?
Until they're aged.
Do they have cream in them? That was the creepiest thing. I don't know why.
Hey, you got cream in you? I'll find some cream. Oh, anything.
Matt loves cream.
I feel like that's the only reason to get Hostess is something with some cream in it. This seems boring to me.
All right, give it back. Yeah. If you're bored by that donut. Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
I'm going to put them in the
prize
bag.
No, I was going to also pass it.
All right, I'll throw another one. Yeah, good luck with that.
It's nice that they're packaged now.
Heads up.
Yeah, they're
so
individual.
No mess.
Individual.
Oh, that
package.
Is a good point. The individual packaging really is nice for... I did a club in Chicago, the Zanies in Rosemont, and they would give me... They go, if you're going to throw donuts, could you put them in these plastic bags? So on my table is a bunch of plastic bags. So I'd put a donut in it, seal it up, and then chuck it at somebody.
And would you yell, fuck the earth, as you did it?
Wait, because that's worse for the earth, all those plastic bags?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So you don't think these should be individually wrapped?
No, I don't think those should be.
I'm imagining people coming to see a Douglas Movies tapings and them having to put the donuts in the individual pouches, like when you see a comedian, they don't want their set taped, and you have to put your phone in those weird lock boxes.
Yeah.
Like that. And then you throw them out.
You should get a donut as you put your phone in there. Yeah. She got a prize for having to do
said
that.
Said trade-off. Trade-in.
Donuts for phonuts. That was half a joke.
Which half?
Yeah, the first half.
The middle.
Just setup is not half a joke. All right. That's a sentence.
You're going to get the end by the end of this podcast.
Cannot wait for the punchline to phonuts is donuts.
He's going
to
have you naked by the end of this pod. What are you doing out here in California, Aparna? What's up? Why do we get to have you here?
Right. Ooh. I'm writing for a show that will be on Apple's new platform. The yet to be named. If you guys want to name it, feel free.
How about Scrapple?
That's great. Scrapple banana, we're doing it.
Such good ideas.
And, why do you get to design? That's weird.
I'm just going to relay it back to HQ.
What is the show?
It's a workplace comedy about a video game company. It's
I know those. I keep my tabs on all video game shit.
Video games, Deadline, you got to know everything. But that's why I'm here.
Awesome. Oh, applause for that.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, Apple needs to have their hands in more stuff. Demi Adiji eBay is here, everybody.
Hi.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, not much.
What's this treat you're eating over there?
I'm eating peach rings, gummy peach rings.
But they are shaped like donuts, too.
Yeah, I'm not tossing these. These are for me.
What, you really just brought a snack?
I went to 7-Eleven to get a thing, and then, yeah, while I was there, I also got a snack.
Can all I right. say something? I love peach rings. These are not good.
Oh, yeah, no.
These 7-Eleven ones that don't taste like peach.
Mm. Yeah, and here I got two of them that are inseparable. Like, it's eat both or fuck off. They really will not come apart.
One's the Oscar, one's
I'm
the
afraid.
Alien.
I'm putting it in the prize bag.
Someone else will make all the prizes that. Stick together.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you up to besides snacking?
It's mostly snacking. I'm working on the Late Late Show, writing my weird musical bits for them, and then also doing. Thank you. Also doing Punch Up the Jam, my musical podcast, where we take hit songs and then rewrite them to be bad joke songs. Thank you.
What was the last song you did?
We did Kokomo today.
Oh, that song current. Is shitty enough.
We tried. Finally. We want to make it as modern as possible.
Someone's going to bring down Kokomo, finally.
Next week is Cotton Eye Joe. It's not.
My daughter did a Burning Down the House parody on the way to California.
Your daughter's more hip than I am.
Yeah.
And what was the gist of it?
Pooping on the house. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So she's on top of a house?
Who's not laughing is my question. What's your problem, asshole? Pooping on the house? That's hilarious. Imagine that.
That's Matt Besser, everybody. What's your new thing that you're doing?
Trying to get on a Parnas show, this video game show.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we all want to be on that. Yeah. But what's...
I got a new podcast out on Stitcher Premium called My Dead Wife, The Robot Car. My Dead Wife, played by Mary Holland. It's a 10-part series. It's about a...
Who plays the robot car?
Mary Holland.
She plays all the things?
She's dead my wife. Dead wife, the robot.
Oh,
car, yeah.
Shit, I'm stupid.
She dies and becomes a robot car?
Yeah.
Or were you married to a robot car that then dies?
No, the first one.
I was really excited about a show that had a dead wife and a robot car.
I got to get home to my wife. I don't want her to know about the robot car.
You could watch Minority Report. That has those.
Dead wives?
And robot cars.
And robot cars.
So that's on Stitcher Premiums?
Yeah.
And Stitcher Premi, and
ooh,
I think
that's awful.
I think you
let's stitch up the Premi.
Stitching up the Premi.
Hilarious.
And that's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody. Who did a stage reading last night for charity. All the money went to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you got to put money into it to keep that going. And
I thought it was a weird cause.
Let's raise some money for cancer. And but they, you did with a lot of interesting array of people. You did a reading of James L. Brooks' screenplay for Terms of Endearment.
Yeah.
And I mean, I almost went to it. I had tickets, but I didn't end up getting to go. But the thing I was most excited about is Calista Flockhart was one of the people reading the script, and so I thought, well, Harrison Ford's going to be there. Two earrings, looking like he doesn't want to be there. And when I saw pictures today on the internet that did happen.
Yep, he was there. It was great. I talked to Harrison Ford last night. Y'all ain't shit.
I just want to meet him because I want to tell him that Star Wars movies suck from now on because he's no longer going to be in them. Yeah. He is always my favorite character.
We don't know that.
Great point.
What do you mean?
What's he going to do? He's dead.
Hey, ghost memory.
You're asking me to write the Star Wars movies?
But also, I think Harrison Ford would be hard to get him out of bed to be in yet another Star Wars movie. I think he, around Empire, I think he was begging Lucas to just kill him off.
Yeah.
Like, just let him die.
That man does not like having a job.
He likes to fly planes. Poorly.
Yes. Golf courses.
No, yeah, he likes to fly planes, but landing them is another deal altogether.
Well, that's the easiest way to get out of doing more jobs.
Well, that's some real peach ring wisdom right there.
Man, you tore through those.
Yep. I opened the bag as I came out here.
But okay, so it's a stage reading, so everybody sits like this with the scripts on little stands and they read it, but you like rehearse a little bit, you were saying?
Yeah, we did a pretty long rehearsal for
it. But it's also extremely dramatic.
Yeah, no, everybody was crying.
Yeah, and but the scene where Shirley MacLaine in the movie is screaming about give her the drugs, give my daughter the drugs.
Yeah.
Did Calista Flockhart get that nuts reading that scene?
Yeah, it was very heartbreaking. Calista Flockhart was very, very good. And it was great because that movie's so... If you haven't seen Terms of Endearment, people remember it as like this very sad movie, which it is. But it's also very funny. It's got like great lines in it. So it was like for the first half, it was killing. And then the second half, everyone was crying. It's perfect.
Okay, now I'm glad I didn't go.
It was so
I didn't want to
fun.
Meet Harrison Ford with my makeup all runny.
James L. Brooks was there. That was very exciting.
Yeah, that's super neat. All right, well, congratulations on that.
And we really helped cancer out, too, so.
Yeah, just, you know, keep it going.
About time. They almost got rid of that thing.
Well.
Cancer?
Yeah. Not anymore, thanks to Camille.
I heard, I'm not going to say who the source was, but I heard the reason there's still cancer is because of the Dems. So.
For a second, I thought that was your nickname for me, and I was like, what did I do?
Dems.
Could be your new nickname.
Hey, Dems.
What do you want?
I can't believe... Anyway, let's discuss the prize bag. What do you have for the bag tonight, Matt Besser?
Well, I don't have anything for my project, so I'll have some old stuff. So
okay.
I got my Besser Breaks the Record stand-up album available on Amazon as well, and my Freak Dance movie with the Matt Besser baseball card signed in it. Nobody has that.
Pass it down. Slide it like down the bar like a Western. Demi?
I brought a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos, and then a T-shirt that says September 21st on it, which is part of a thing. Every year on September 21st, I release a video of me dancing to September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and with some like weird choreography to it.
Sure.
And this year, I sold shirts for charity, for RAIN Races, and the National Center for Transgender Equality. And here's one of those shirts, gratis, without having to help charity. And then I have four copies of The Woman in Black, Angel of Death.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, why?
What?
Wow.
I don't know.
They're different formats?
Copies? Yeah, I have two DVDs, two Blu-ray. The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death.
It's the first one, it's got Harry Potter
yes,
in it.
Yes, the second one has no one.
It says starring no one.
Yeah.
Wait, it has the guy, Daniel Radcliffe, or actually Harry Potter?
I don't.
No spoilers.
That's okay. Such a muggle question.
I know. I outed
myself.
Yeah,
you
myself.
Fucking squib.
Wow.
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. That sounded harsh.
Damn squids.
Squibs.
Isn't that what it is? The term for someone who's non-magical, magical oh. person? Yeah.
Are
is
a squibs squib? Like the Dems of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
What do you have for us, Aparna?
I forgot about the prize bag
until
oh, I got
it. Sorry
no, it's okay,
you.
But I found some Roundup candy.
What? It's
okay. You're like right cigarettes. To not be I impressed.
It's open.
No.
There's
no.
candy missing from it.
Nope.
It's very light.
You know this is a podcast, and there's no way for me to defend myself to the people at home.
It really is like half full of these things.
It's like half full.
Well,
if somebody just wandered into the store.
Oh, there's some chewed gum inside it.
Doug, that was actually for you.
Is it gum? What is Roundup?
I've never had Roundup candy.
I think it's like candy cigarettes. I think it's just, you just buy it.
I love these ingredients. Dextrose, cornstarch, corn syrup, tapioca.
It's all...
all my favorite candy is tapioca flavored.
It's from the old times. Are you...
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Are you getting
nice.
Are you getting a nice buzz?
Won't fucking light. Won't light. These cigarettes are
okay,
bullshit.
Okay, and for all you film fiends, I got this week's Entertainment Weekly.
Ooh, yeah, with long hair, Jamie Lee Curtis on there.
And American American Cinematographer Magazine.
Oh, that's nice. That is right on topic.
I love.
Oh, 2013.
Mm-hmm. I'm very current with my prizes.
I love American Cinematography that you can read stuff like, I decided to point the camera in the direction of the actors.
I turned the light on and then hit record.
Are you flipping through the ZW looking for your own image?
No. I'm looking to see if there's a review of Halloween in there because Halloween's on the cover. I
wanna... Oh, maybe not, though, because they want, you know, Halloween.
They're reviewing holidays?
The yeah. movie.
Oh, this is my favorite one. Yom Kippur, one star. Really boring.
Oh,
Jesus didn't come back. This Easter gets 2 stars.
Hard to understand.
All right, cool. What do you got, Camille?
I got 2 things.
You brought a bag.
Well, just because.
Can we keep the bag?
I brought a Blu-ray DVD of our movie, The Big
Sale. Nice.
And a poster signed by me,
yay!
And I tracked down the co-writer of it, and she got to sign it too, so.
Who co-wrote that with you?
My wife!
Just one copy, huh?
Only on one format, so whoever wins tonight might be watching Lady in Dead 2. Lady in Dead.
Lady in Dead. Lady in Dead.
Is that, did your daughter do that parody?
Is pooping tonight. Cheek to cheek.
Okay, right? That works.
Yeah, sometimes they write themselves. Okay, so I got a quick question for each of you before we get to the game portion. Matt, why is there a letter in front of you? A postage letter.
This, oddly enough, that baseball card we're giving away. Mm-hmm. Like, that was made like 5 years ago by Topps Baseball.
Okay.
I still get almost weekly letters from collectors. I'm just opening this now. Some pretend to be a fan of mine. Some think I'm a baseball player.
Well, they just want to complete their collection?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they'll ask me to autograph it and return it to them. But let's see what this person says. Thank you, Mr. Besser. Thank you for your time. I would greatly appreciate it if you would sign your card for me. I just found out that there were baseball cards of some of my favorite comedians. Oh, this guy actually researched it. You've done a really cool thing with the UCB. So this guy actually...
Oh, he Googled and found...
Well, sometimes they do, and it'll be like the last thing I did that I had like a line on. So I love your work and Fresh Off the Boat, you know. I was in the background.
Yeah,
of
you
a
just
scene
walked in and went, "Hey, everybody,
line.
I'm white."
Yeah. I'm not off the boat. Someone went, "Oh."
I love the bulletin board here at UCB in the office because you walk by it and glance at it, and you get lots of fan mail for anybody that performs here anytime. Yeah. So, and a lot of times it is the return address stamped envelope thing, like just send me your autograph.
But there's also many Donald Glovers back there, like 100.
And he's never going to come by. People would never show up. Camille, have you ever gotten your mail off of the wall back there?
I have not looked.
You should check.
I don't think people associate me with the UCB necessarily.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
You probably have lots of stuff on the bulletin board at the closed comic book store. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
how dare you?
Oh, he's crying.
Too soon.
Don't melt down on me. We did used to get stuff at the Meltdown back when I was alive.
That makes sense. Matt, you waste a lot of time with that letter, so let's go to Demi. No,
he asked,
Matt.
He asked me.
Matt, why is it just sitting there on the table?
I would lose like, it otherwise. Am I going to leave it in the green room?
What was the last movie you saw?
I never get out to the movies, but I do watch the Netflix movies sometimes. I enjoy the sci-fi movies they make on the Netflix. Which one did I see? Extinction, I think one of them was called. Anybody see that?
What happens in it?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Hence the question.
Well, give me the categories. Is it monsters, boogans, aliens?
It's post-apocalyptic, you think, and it has a very Philip K. Dick kind of twisty. I like any movie where at some point one of the characters realizes that they're a robot and they look down at their own intestines. They're like, oh, fuck. I'm a robot.
This explains why I'm never hungry.
That's why I haven't pissed in 50 years.
This is why I'm not participating in this pooping I hear so much about.
I've got a house, but I can't poop on it.
But you give a thumbs up to this Extinction movie?
It's not the best. I enjoy it, though.
Okay.
All their movies you watch, you're like, that would have been really good if it was like an hour.
Like a TV show?
Like a Black Mirror episode. That's why I always think.
Those are perfect length for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has anyone here seen that movie?
No, we established that once already.
I thought there'd be one person. Okay. That's all I got.
Okay.
Before I Fall, have you guys seen that one?
Where the girl keeps dying. She keeps dying?
She keeps dying. It's like Groundhog Day.
Who is that? Chloe Grace Moretz? Death Day? Is that what you're talking about?
Is it called Before I Fall? Yeah. Oh.
Chloe Grace Moretz, is that who was in it?
No.
No, you're thinking of If I Stay.
You squib.
If I Stay. Shit.
Those are
similar titles.
Before I Fall and If I Stay are two very different titles.
I don't know, man.
They're both three words.
Those two, lump them in with the Big Sick, they all sound the same to me. It's just three words that don't mean anything. So, I knew someone who was disappointed that there was illness in the Big Sick.
We had so many clues. If you got to the third word of the title, you knew what was up.
I was sold at the. I didn't need the rest of it.
Definite article. I'm into this.
Do you feel, though, Kumail, now that some time's gone by, that I have a theory about the Big Sick, and that's that it is a hilarious comedy in the movie theater, and then just watching it on a device, it's just sad. It's just a drama. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I really hate it. No, it's...
But you know what I mean? The dramatic aspect of it, like...
It's heightened.
It's heightened because you're not laughing the whole time.
Right,
because
there
are jokes that are hilarious when you're sitting with people.
Right.
But when you're by yourself, it's still people joking around in a hospital.
There are some things that were like... That got huge laughs in the theater, and then when I saw it with like a smaller crowd, got like a very different emotional reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it works either way. I didn't want to be insulting.
The atmosphere is tense. Yeah.
Doug has one fucking candy cigarette and suddenly...
I get so crazy on those that I can't control my comments. Were we still on...
Demi, what did you
see? We still haven't gotten to Demi yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Before I Fall.
What was your last movie or fan letter?
I saw First Man.
You saw First Man?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. It's not like... Did someone just say, eh? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm over space movies, especially ones that are based on real stories, because we know this Ryan Gosling character lives, because he's been in other movies.
You think he lives.
But has he been in any movies after that? No.
That's a good point.
So maybe he dies
in
this
one. That's
a
really good point.
Maybe that's the last Ryan Gosling movie.
Does he ever do one of these in it? Does he ever go... Like
he always nice does, guys?
Nice guys and La La Land. Yeah. He does like... Like jump, when he jump
oh,
takes
yeah.
like
oh, you're
that.
Right.
It like should be when he sees the moon. Oh, it's right there.
Yeah. He does.
Oh, moon. So much bigger than I've seen it before. I thought it was going to be this big. First Man.
But what's the name of the astronaut? Do you know that it's about?
Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
What?
Because
you just said he might not live, and he lived.
It's Seb from La La Land. It's a continuation of that story.
Yeah, he's going to open up a tapas and jazz place on the moon.
It's about Louis Armstrong.
I thought it was about Lance Armstrong. Why did that not work? The other Armstrongs work?
Does
but
Louis
Lance Armstrong?
Did jazz?
I just got here. Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch
Armstrong.
I just got here. Are you guys talking about that?
Hey, remember when...
Oh, his family was killed by Stretch Armstrong. So that guy is out of here.
Yeah, that was weird. Of all the things.
Of all the things. So you thought it was fine.
I thought it was good, but I do, so it's like very boring half of the time, and then the other half is just insanely tense action sequences. So it's weird to be like on the edge of my seat and then just be like, oh, I don't give a fuck about what they're saying right now. And then, happening.
Oh, it's
again.
Not like slow and then tense. It's no. like back and forth, back yeah. and forth.
But it's like
who are they shooting
shot.
At in the movie?
Who are they shooting at?
Yeah.
What do you mean shooting at?
You mean
kidding.
Who are the cameras oh. shooting at?
Shooting the moon? What were you? What
They're
was your
shooting
joke?
The moon.
Yeah. Was it a callback?
What's
to the
action
American
movie?
Oh no! Just the going to like any flight sequence in the movie, or like any time they have to do anything.
Fighting
like,
aliens, I guess.
Yes, it's a lot like Extinction.
Cool.
He looks down. It's like, oh shit! I'm Neil Armstrong.
I get it.
And then the soundtrack's like.
Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby, going to the moon.
You know the words. You know the words.
I've listened to the soundtrack a couple of times.
But that's interesting. Damien Chazelle did La La Land and then was like, now I'm going to do a movie about going to space. Seems like he's talented enough to
He's done music movies anything. In a row. Yeah, he did before that was Whiplash and then before mm-hmm. that was The Grand Piano. Is that what it was called?
Well, he wrote that, yeah. But he also made a movie, Guy and Madeline on Park Bench, that was another jazz musical.
Hmm.
Man loves jazz.
All right, and going to the moon.
And going, the two things that he loves.
I heard Gosling gives a low-key but good performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Oscar-worthy?
No.
Okay. Wow. All right, I'll tell them to suspend their campaign.
They might as well. I've declared it, so. Claire Foy like it is good.
All right. Parna, what was the last movie
I
you saw?
I saw A Simple Favor.
Okay, with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
I mean, that is the last movie I saw in a theater. I make a small appearance in it. That's why Demi gasped.
What happens in your scene?
I mean, it's about a bunch of like kind of rich moms. So I'm just one of the other moms who's like always worried about what's happening.
Like, what's one of your lines?
Oh.
This is a normal movie?
Yeah.
Not it's, like...
It's like a campy thriller.
That was my line in Fresh Off the Boat.
Loved your work in that. Sign this card.
All right, Camille. It's up to you. Bring it home.
I saw two recently. I'll name them both. I saw A Star Is Born, the new A Star Is Born.
Scoop.
Well, First Man's a scoop. That's not even coming out for a while. Star Is Born. But,
Extinction. No one's seen it. It's a huge scoop.
I'm just excited about Star Is Born because, you know, some of the characters could die in it. Neil Armstrong's not going to die.
No.
Not Star in a timely manner.
And then...
You want to say what you thought of it first, or you want to...
Yeah.
What was the second movie? Give us the second movie.
I saw Mandy.
Okay. Mandy and Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Very similar. Head to head in brackets. Which one wins?
Very similar vibes.
Yeah.
You can't compare them because, I cried in A Star Is Born. And Mandy's like if Nicolas Cage was a movie. Like the whole movie is Nicolas Cage. I don't know how they got everyone to act like, I think they were like, hey, what that guy's doing? Everybody do that. Everybody's Nicolas Cage in it. It's great.
I saw at Fantastic Fest, I saw Between Worlds, which is another new Nicolas Cage movie.
Did you like
that?
And
he is hilarious in it, and the rest of the movie doesn't feel like they know that this is a Nicolas Cage movie. Yeah. It's like the opposite of Mandy. It's just sort of like
Mandy?
Everyone's just kind of running around Nicolas Cage being a nut, and he's very funny in it.
And it's everyone's being a normal
hilarious
human being.
Everything, or you know, bad, some bad acting too, I guess. But
did you see Mandy?
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very good.
But she came and she gave without taking.
She pooped without eating. I'm just going to pitch to your daughter now.
Okay.
I'm gonna
work
be a,
on it.
I'm going to be a ghostwriter for her.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. We got name tags. And a Funko Pop doll. A couple of them. A couple of people brought those randomly. But, Camille's not even going to get up out of his seat. He just got his Dinesh doll. But everybody else, please go select a name tag that you'd like to play on behalf of. And while you do that, do this.
How did they know that I was going to be here?
I did say clues? We were going to have an Oscar nominee here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I said an Oscar losing individual is going to be here. So anyway, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect for when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. At 150 to 160 mg of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLMHQ, and they did not stick around for very long. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Today's show is also brought to you in part by DC Universe. Do you like DC? Love DC? Or are you what some people might call obsessed with DC? Then you need to get DC Universe. It's the only place you can watch the all-new live-action Titans, which premieres this fall. Not to mention Young Justice, Outsiders, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Stargirl, and Harley Quinn, which will be coming your way in 2019. New episodes come out every week, which means you'll always have something to look forward to. DC Universe has features that you just have to see for yourself, like a world-class comic reader that even works on your big-screen TV. A thoughtfully curated, regularly refreshed library of 2,500 modern and classic titles. A members-only store full of exclusive merchandise and discussion forums filled with fans and talent discussing all things DC. This isn't another streaming service, because nobody needs that. This is what you might call the ultimate DC membership, and it works on your favorite iOS and Android devices, as well as Roku, Apple TV, and Google Chromecast. Join for just $7.99 a month, or better yet, grab a $74.99 annual membership and save 20%. Join today at DCUniverse.com. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Matt, what do you have down there? What are you playing around with?
I'm not really sure. It says Apple Watch. Maybe you know what this is.
That's
our new TV
new
show.
Apple Watch.
Oh my God, there's no show. You can put it on your wrist. It says Apple Watch and it says I, Aaron. What is this, brother?
I think it's the new watch.
All right.
But why?
I don't think that's an Apple Watch.
Is it a Fitbit?
That is not
it's
an Apple
Watch. It's a Fitbit.
Yeah, that's a Fitbit on a good day. That's no Apple. Have you ever seen a watch before, Matt? Are you trying to figure out how it goes on your wrist?
Hey, man. 10:12. I don't think it's a watch. I think it's a pair of sunglasses.
I think it says what it is on the end of the box there.
No, it says watch.
It says Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
It does
say Apple Watch.
Sport Band.
But it's also open.
It says Sport Band.
Yeah, it's candy cigarettes.
Aaron's up to some shit. But that's who you're playing for is Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have, Demi?
Well, it looks like I, Aaron, but it also looks like Aaron with the Spanish exclamation mark before it,
mm-hmm.
but not after.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Air. And
no, it's supposed to be I, Aaron.
I know.
Okay.
Because you know, iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this. I don't know what you're talking about.
iPad.
Give me one more example.
iWatch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not even. Anyway. I'm playing for Steel Magnolias, which I chose because it's a pun that doesn't work on an audio format. It's Steel Magnolias.
Mm.
Leah.
Somebody's name is Leah's?
Just Leah.
Just yeah, good job, Leah. She's singular. She's just the one person. Aparna picked one of my favorite ones that was out there tonight.
It's pretty great. It's like a... it says Mark. And
yeah.
It's like a Frankenstein holding a bong. I'm sorry, it's Mike Myers holding a bong.
And it says Halloween.
I'm so sorry.
Halloween.
It says Halloween.
Yeah. Great job, Mark. I really like the way that arm actually moves.
Oh, don't read it.
Oh, right.
It's a good shithead, though.
And the bong goes up to his nose. That seems like what Michael Myers would do, is just fucking put it on his nose and just... fucking like Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, the arm length doesn't quite work, Mark. Have you been using a bong like this?
Mark's over there somewhere in the dark.
I'm over here.
He was sitting somewhere by himself. I'm shocked Aparna even went over there.
He's got a bong attached to his nose.
All right, so you have the Dinesh doll from Silicon Valley and...
It's a really minimum
what
effort.
What else did they do? Yeah. He just put Justin on there.
Yeah,
his name is Justin.
He cut a piece of paper and put Justin on it. There's no pun. I regret it.
Do you already own one of these of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need to hang on
to
it.
No, I've got a few of them.
All right. You're going to get that back, Justin. And maybe all the prizes.
in this bag.
Wow.
Yeah, possibly.
You're going to get four copies of
You guys sound
Black
like the you're like the Angel aliens waiting for the claw spectacle. To take them away in Toy Story. All right, so this first game we're going to play tonight is called Doug Loves Musicals.
No.
And yes, sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, he's going to... you
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know shit about musicals.
Oh, really?
Is that
yeah.
true?
No, it's I know three musicals, and I will wait to list them until the game begins.
Okay. Why are you wearing a glittery top hat?
It's just... sometimes you feel a song coming on. The man in the booth was supposed to cue anyway.
Oh, no.
All right. I just want to know the three musicals that you know. I don't care about this game anymore.
All right. La La Land, Grease, Grease 2.
That's it?
Is it any of those?
I feel like it's got to be at least one of those.
No, there's no way it isn't Grease 2. We're all thinking about it this week.
No, I'm sure I've done Grease 2 in the past.
Summer pooping.
Damn.
Had me a shit. Wait, had, daughter doesn't say that.
Had me an ass.
Had me had an ass?
Yeah, that's
you
a,
say
yeah.
had me an ass like that was the most obvious.
It rhymes with blast.
It does.
Had me a assed.
Yeah. That's called a collaboration. I'm Elton John and you're Bernie Taupin.
I will take that as an insult because I did not understand it. Bernie Taupin. Oh.
You don't know who that is?
No, never heard of Bernie Taupin.
He wrote Grease 2.
Cool.
No, he's Elton John's lyricist.
To this day?
No, he quit yesterday. He's like, I've had enough.
More like Bernie Poopin.
Dinesh Dahl.
Bernie Poopin.
I'll name songs from a movie musical,
mm-hmm.
and first person, you know, just guess as often as you like. We've narrowed it down to it's not La La Land, Grease, or Grease 2.
Okay. Are we, there's no turns. We just keep going.
You just guess as often as you like.
We don't got to
name
go in order.
Songs. No, okay. You just jump in when you think you know.
Chicago.
See, it's always pre guesses are always fun. There's only so many musicals. So you might nail it.
There's so many musicals.
Oh, I was just naming a city I've seen musicals in.
You'd be surprised. You go to the Wikipedia page, and it's not that long a read. Like they,
really?
Yeah, because most studios don't make musicals
right,
anymore.
Right, that is true.
You know, so La La Land's like, that was the musical that year.
Yeah.
Chicago was the musical in its year, you know, like
Grease.
That's
too.
What's so funny about the Golden Globes having a musical or comedy category is any shitty ass musical that was made gets nominated in that category, because why is the category called that?
High School Musical.
Yes, I think that won all the Golden Globes that year. But and I've done that one in this game before, because of course no one's going to recognize the songs from that. Throw me the ball, you know, shit like that. All right, so...
Oh, yeah, cafeteria jig. So many clues. Finals week.
Wait a minute, is it Throw Me the Ball very similar to a Chorus Line song?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball, yeah.
That's the one.
Is that the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
That was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thank you.
Wow.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Take it away. Take it away. Take it away now. All right. So
pass the ball. Dribble it now.
What I got you covered. Give it to the center.
Oh, it's basketball. Okay.
Holy shit. That should be the game. We sing a song. Kumail guesses the sport.
Go for it. Go for it.
We're playing basketball.
Football.
Ooh.
So close. Which movie musical features the songs Waiting for My Dearie? I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean.
Holy shit.
The Heather on the Hill.
This is old school.
Oh, is it?
Heather on the Hill.
Burlesque.
Almost Like Being in Love.
Carousel.
White Christmas?
No. No.
I'm just listing musicals.
I know.
I've only... Showboat.
West Side Story. Star
They're
is
doing
born.
A new... Spielberg's going to direct a West Side Story movie.
With Ansel Elgort.
Mm-hmm. Go, baby.
Has he done your show?
Guys and Dolls.
These are great guesses.
Yeah, you guys are naming all the musicals.
Grease.
Grease 2.
The Wedding Dance.
The Wedding Singer?
Half a Sixpence.
Half a Sixpence.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Mary Poppins?
I would know Mary Poppins.
The Chase.
The Chase.
That's the name of this?
Yep. That's the name of a song in this.
Oh, it's not the name of the music.
No, I'm not giving you the answer yet. Are you kidding
Did
me?
They make a
I got 50 more
musical?
Songs to say. No, there's only Jeez. One more song.
There's only one more song. The
it
whole
opens.
Musical.
It's at the beginning of the musical, Baby and it's Trump. At the end of the musical.
Oklahoma.
Oh. I mean, a lot of these guesses, I guess you could say, have been close, but this last.
You can't even give us the author, the auteurs.
No, I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay, here we go. Okay. And then I'm going to yell it.
Yeah, because I'm about to say what the...
What is the name of the song?
Because the song is also the title.
Yeah, we get it.
We got it.
Keep going. We understand.
There we go. I got to be able to see everybody.
Okay.
See which one of you answers the quickest. Brigadoon.
Brigadoon.
Brigadoon!
Brigadoon!
Sorry.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Brigadoon, son.
There's not a song about luck or something in there.
You're thinking
luck of the Irish kind of thing?
He didn't say that he would name all the songs.
No,
maybe he
just
missed some
good
of
clues
them.
In
I didn't
song.
Miss too many of them.
I couldn't tell you Brigadoon if you put a gun to my head. I have no idea what
yeah,
that shit's about.
Yeah, I didn't even
about.
Know that was a musical.
It's like a
magical
it's
land.
It's Gene Kelly, and he wakes up and he's in a new land where he's getting laid, and he.
This
and then,
right.
And then they're like, get out of Brigadoon.
Like three scenes.
Get the fuck out of Brigadoon. He's like, but I want to stay. And it's the whole thing about whether or not he can stay in this fantasy
it's
world.
It's a magical land?
I think Brigadoon.
It sounds like a ripoff of Space Jam to me.
It is so, it's so Space Jam. It's just not even
Basketball
right.
Jones, that's a song from.
Basketball.
And that's right.
Wait, what do you think Basketball Jones is a song from?
It's a song from Space Jam.
It is?
Yeah.
The Cheech and Chong song, Basketball
they sampled
Jones?
That for a song with Barry White.
Okay.
Isn't, who sings it? Is it?
I think Barry White.
No, but somebody else is also
Basketball
on it.
Basketball Jones.
Is that Chris Rock is on it?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Great singer.
Well... He is on it.
He's no Eddie Murphy, but
or Bruce Willis.
All right, you guys. It's time to play Last Man Stanton. Now, this game's going to determine our winner tonight, and I'm going to get a name from an audience member who's assured me that this name might be good, and via Twitter. And then we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in. Demi won the first game, so he's going to go first. And then we'll go to Aparna and Kumail and me. I like to play along because I don't know yet who the actor's going to be. Or actress. And then I just want to remind people because they rarely pick an actress. And then Matt Besser is going to go last. Where's the Kyle Fisher?
Here.
turn up your enthusiasm knob.
Right here.
Yeah. Great job. Right here.
I want to see a third one. Where's the Kyle Fisher?
I'm here.
Oh, he did a thing with his arms. The light came on him and everything. Yeah, we don't need to see him, whoever turned the lights on. All right, Kyle, what do you do for a living, Kyle?
Brother Toy Store?
Yeah.
Where?
Tom's Toy Store.
What is it?
Beverly in Beverly Hills.
What you guys got?
You got any cream in it?
Yeah. Hey, you guys, your toys got any cream in them? Do they want some? What kind of
is
toys?
Is it any particular kind of toys?
It's pretty much everything.
Dildos.
Is it like new toys, old toys, kids' toys?
Yeah, kids' toys. They do a lot of board games, stuff like that. Kind of
see, there's two different kinds of toy shops.
That's right.
There's kind that have like the old school kind of wooden toys, yeah, kind of, you know, vintage, yeah, stuff. And then there's the stuff with the new, you know, fucking Paw Patrol, whatever the cartoon,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but then there's also that are like action figures that people, mm-hmm, like to collect.
Yeah, so not much that. Just like kids' toy store.
Okay.
Mostly for kids.
A Mr. Megorium type deal.
Yeah. Yeah, is your toy store magical?
Does your boss?
Is there a magical door? Portal.
Is Tom alive?
I honestly have no idea.
You have no idea.
You should be able to answer that.
It's Tom's toy store. It's like going into Disneyland. Hey, anybody know anything about Walt?
Yeah.
Does Tom's last
no,
name...
No, never heard of him.
Is your boss named Tom?
No.
Okay. Thomas.
Thomas? Tommy?
The tank... No.
Thomas the Tank.
Does his last name happen to rhyme with Wonder Emporium? Okay, just making sure.
If I came in today with my 5-year-old daughter and said, what do you have to recommend, my good man? What would you say?
Get out, you weirdo.
I know Tom.
Why are you talking about
this? First of all, where did you find this girl?
Why is she thinking about poop constantly? She's got
the biggest YouTube channel in the world. She's spending her money today.
You guys got any Paw Patrol type stuff?
Type stuff.
Paw Patrol, dude. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, motherfucker.
You run a toy store, you don't know what fucking Paw Patrol is? Fucking don't lie to us. You don't work there, do you?
Five dogs that solve mysteries?
Yeah,
and
dude.
A little boy in a motorcycle that's their leader?
They're like cops or detectives or some shit. Maybe one's a fireman. Paw Patrol, dude.
I feel like he took a break and was like, I'm going to make up a fun job. And then we all just roasted it. We're like, okay, let's prove that this is your job. And he's regretting this choice.
Yeah, I still don't think he works at a toy store.
Yeah. You've never heard of Paw Patrol?
Name one toy.
Oh shit. Name a toy.
Name one toy.
So tough to do.
I said recommend a toy for my daughter. Just any toy in this fucking store.
Literally just say Lego.
Say something, wait, dude.
Here, I got it. You should say, I'm on a break. I'm trying to enjoy a cigarette,
wait,
dude.
Did you just say a Dinesh Bar? You're
just saying stuff you're looking at. Chairs.
Do they have
Snapple?
Snapple.
What toy do I recommend? Mad Besser's daughter.
Apple Watch. Box.
Back of a comedy nerd head.
Name one toy to sell there.
Okay.
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 He's here ready. We go. This is exciting.
He's don't ready. Say Apple Watch.
I start on Thursday.
Oh, we sussed him out. He's got no idea.
He's going to start naming toys on Thursday.
Dude. Well, guess
you
what?
Need this to was research, your... motherfucker.
This was your interview and you just fucking failed. Name one toy.
Name who Tom
is. You could have said anything, dude. Literally. I knew it when the motherfucker said he didn't hear a Paw Patrol. I knew he was lying.
If I walked in there as a dad, I'd go, this is a front for drugs or something. What's going on here? Let's get out of here, honey.
Don't never know who heard Paw of Patrol Paw Patrol. Is. Oh. Listen, I heard of Paw Patrol, and I don't even work at a toy store.
Yeah, he's just a pedophile.
I want to state on the record that that is not true.
I hope just a pedophile doesn't cover it. He's many things.
Yeah.
No, I am many things. None of them is a pedophile.
On the list of all the things you are, a pedophile might not be on there?
Hundo not on there.
Okay, good.
Don't use that joke at work, by the way.
If you go to work and they don't have any Paw Patrol, call the guy who stocks it and be like, hey, we need some Paw Patrol, because the kids are into it. Matt, back me up here.
Oh, yeah.
Kumail is really just here to plug Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
We find out tomorrow in Deadline he's the new voice of Ryder.
Of Ryder. You know the name.
Oh, yeah.
Kumail starts on Thursday.
Who's the current voice of Ryder?
Can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
I'm on the Paw Patrol.
All right, where is...
All right, so...
Where's Kyle Fisher? Let's talk to him for a minute. So, Kyle, do you have the name of an actor or actress for us to bandy about in this game tonight?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Woo!
Voice of Ryder.
Now, he wrote to him in the tweet. He's like, at first you're like, oh, that's going to be tough. And then you go, oh, wait. He's been in a lot of things that I know of. So let's give it a try. Gary Oldman. I'm excited. You guys each have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose once. So, Camille, good luck with Justin.
Please think of some Gary Oldman movies.
Just think ahead, Justin.
Can Demi I use my phone?
No.
You can use the watch that someone gave you. You can, that you've now got on your person.
Wait, it's a Gary Oldman themed watch.
Was he in a movie called 1035?
To Paris, yes. No, I'm starting, right?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Okay. Aparna?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh my God! That's such, nobody's ever said that title that way. So sweet and gentle. Kumail?
I'll say The Darkest Hour.
Oh, I'll say it like you were gonna say The One. He did win the Oscar for it. You were there. You watched it happen.
I did.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I wish you'd stop bringing it up all the time. I was only there because I was nominated, but I don't want to talk about it. So, yeah, we really got nominated for an Oscar.
I was excited to see Emily tonight. I was like, she's going to watch my show. It's going to be fun. And then she's next door eating chicken. All right. I'm just going to get it out of the way. Batman Begins. Matt?
Wasn't he in Sid and Nancy?
Sure was.
True Romance.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
I'm going to use my lifeline.
Oh, we're going to Mark.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Whoa, from the darkness even. Bram Stoker's Dracula. Dracula. Full title and everything. I like it.
If I'm going to challenge that, he did say Bram Stoker's Dracula.
And he's touching himself while he said it.
He's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Now give us a movie title.
He's Bram's Dracula Stroker. Where are we?
Me.
Come
here. Here, do you have... I'll go to Justin.
Oh, he's going to Justin. Ooh.
What
listen,
the
to,
f-
listen to this shit. Some people call it just The Professional, but if you want to get technical, you could also call it Leon, : The Professional.
Oh, I don't remember that title.
Yeah, yeah. They threw that in
Holy
there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because his name's Leon.
That was a bad move.
But it looks good on a business card.
I see you're a professional.
Leon,
what's your name? Oh, sorry, Leon. Should have put my name on the business card.
Could you sign it, big fan?
Okay, so that's what you used your lifeline, and that's what we came up with. Okay, good. I know Gary Oldman was the inspiration for how Homer Simpson's neighbor looks. But,
Ned Flanders
looks like Gary Oldman in the Dark Knight movies. Check it out.
Which came first?
Check out the meme.
Yeah.
Somebody's already probably done it. Okay, but I gotta do a different Gary Oldman, so I'm gonna go with fuck, I hope I don't fuck this up. Oh, shit. What's that fucking movie called? Oh, I can't think of it now.
Grease 2.
Yes. Gary Oldman is a tough one. Oh. No.
Breathing of Flanders.
I was just thinking of Simpsons, season 2, episode 5. Oh, wait, no, that was Ned Flanders. Oh, Simpsons, season 3, episode 7. Oh, no, that's Ned Flanders.
He's such a chameleon, that Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I know, it's hard because he is a chameleon.
Yeah.
Most of the time, he's just painted yellow, wearing a green sweatshirt.
This is confusing. He was in Prick Up Your Ears. What? Yeah, you heard me.
That prick was a up perfect your ears. Response to you prick, heard up, him your prick up your ears.
Yeah.
You heard him prick up your ears.
Yeah. Why would you say what after that? I just told you. Fucking prick him up, dude. Yeah. It's like, I think originally it was called Prick Up Your Arse, and they cleaned it up for...
What is prick
up your... They rearranged the letters?
What is prick up your ears?
I believe it... What's that?
Joe Wharton,
the playwright.
And it's a story.
His story. Yeah, and it was directed by Stephen... What's his name? Frears. Yeah, it's
okay,
really good.
Stephen Frears.
It's really good. And your new friend, Fred Molina, is in it.
Mm-hmm. It was originally called Leon, Prick Up Your Ears.
Okay, your turn,
Matt. All right. I got bet this. I have the fucking number wrong, but there was this George Harrison... produced, what was this called? What was the film company called? Like Handmade Films or something?
Yeah.
Track 49, is that what it was called?
I like it.
Did I nail it?
I'm going to take it just because it sounds legit. Demi?
Well, if we're just making up movies with numbers in them, The Fifth Element.
I'm a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, that was great. Well done. I don't have another one because I don't know the name of it, but it's where he plays a very short man.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's the one I was thinking of.
Is it my turn?
Well, yeah, because you're out, Aparna. You don't have the name.
I don't have the name.
She doesn't have
the name. Say short.
I'm going to say it.
Oh, he's so excited.
Tiptoes. It is called Tiptoes.
Yeah.
I thank you, Aparna.
I thought it might be called Tippy Toes.
That's the sequel.
That'd be offensive, dude.
Okay.
Tiptoes. Right. Isn't Matthew McConaughey in that?
Yes, he sure is.
He is.
There's so many Oldmans that are still out there, but I can't think of another one right now. So for the sake of time, we're going to go to Matt. Mm-hmm. You still got your lifeline, Aaron, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, very good.
Air Force One. What if I didn't accept that? No.
You just do movies with numbers now.
Your friend Harry Ford threw him off a plane in that movie.
Mm. Yeah, my friend Harry Ford.
Mr. Flockhart. Demi?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
God damn it! Why am I sitting here not saying... Harry Potter titles.
Because you're a fool.
Kumail.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. He's in a flashback. He shows.
Full title?
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Mm. Come on, dude. You know better than that.
How? What's the second Godfather called?
Godfather 2, The Professional.
You just have to say the part. Which part did you?
Yeah, which one was he in?
What?
There are two Deathly Hallows.
You know
Hallows
how the Deathly
movies.
Hallows movies
oh,
work?
Oh, yeah. Part one, dude. Are you kidding me? I thought that was obvious.
It's really the best of the Deathly Hallows. Matt? Yeah, man. You can't go to Aaron again. Aaron saved your ass once.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
the Gary Oldman story, this bio film about him.
He's in it?
We already said Darkest Hour.
So you're out.
Did you see Darkest Hour?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's very good.
Okay,
I think there should be a double bill of Dunkirk and The Darkest Hour, or even just cut them. Just go back and forth between reels.
Make one movie. Yeah.
Because they both tell the story from different angles. But I thought the talky one was more interesting than the action one, personally. Mm. Demi,
With Nail and I.
What
is he? I don't think Gary Oldman is in With Nail and I.
That's not bullshit.
That's on
also
that.
A George Harrison.
It is. It's by that same company.
Handmade
all those
films
came out the same.
What
time.
Is Gary Oldman in With Nail and I?
I've never seen it.
So how do you know he's in it?
Because I feel like I've seen the poster and that his name is on it. And if he's not, then I'll be out.
All right, you're out.
Damn it.
Is no one checking this?
I'm pretty sure.
Why is nobody
can I just say
anything
movie?
On this show? We just let it go.
Oh, I have a lifeline.
Oh, shit.
Too late, dude.
Yeah, do you think your lifeline's got another wrong answer?
Lifeline, do you have an answer? What did she say? Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead? Yeah.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I already...
He already said something else.
I already said something else.
Oh,
I'm Kumail.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
What? That's a fair move.
Thank you, Demi.
You're welcome.
Back to you, Demi.
Ah, fuck. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Why not? Seriously.
These Harry Potter films got some fans out in this audience.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I don't know. Is he not in that one? He's just in the first part?
No, he's only in the second part.
Oh, he's only in the second part. So he was wrong the first time.
Yeah, but I didn't get caught, so here I am.
There's a didn't get caught rule?
Yep. That's how OJ got away with it.
Holy shit.
And Demi already guessed wrong once.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true. You guys are both terrible.
By the way, I know this because I saw that movie for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Which one?
With Nolan and I.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
how'd you like it?
It's fucking great.
It's like a comedy, yeah. But it's also scary. Like it's a horror movie.
The first scene in that movie is hilarious. When they're just trying to find a way to get high around their apartment.
Oh my God, and they're drinking the lighter fluid and stuff. It's Richard E. Grant, who's really great. And I'll tell you after the podcast something about that movie.
Oh.
Ooh.
Just say it now. You jerked off.
I can't do it.
Do you got any other ones, Demi?
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah.
Woo! Cool.
Yeah. Who's dancing now, Kumail?
See, he is... The Prisoner of Azkaban. Something Black? What's his name? Sirius Black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Demi?
Ooh.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Is a movie I want to watch. I'm just talking. I thought this was... We talk about movies. I want to see that movie. Oh, yeah, it's my turn to guess. I don't have something.
Oh, shit.
You should have just said A Star Is Born. We can't fact check that.
Yeah.
Wait, but he saw it.
No, I know. I'm saying we
so
have.
So he knows he's lying if he said it?
Sure, but does he care?
No, I just want to win.
Or is that Gary Oldman and Dave Chappelle makeup?
That would be a misstep. Couple mistakes there.
Is Dave Chappelle, is he in the movie much?
He's not in the movie much, but he's really good, and it's like an important part. He's in a few scenes, but it's a very important part, and he's really good in it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him.
He's so, like, muscular.
Yeah.
It's really strange, because his head looks like Dave Chappelle, but his body looks like somebody else.
Yes.
He has the same head, but then the rest of it is... I'm just going to say what I said again.
Muscular.
He's a big guy.
So Demi's our winner?
Demi's our winner.
Yay!
I'm going to look up and just see what else he's in.
Yeah, well, the audience will tell us right now if we ask them.
Immortal Beloved.
Immortal Beloved.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Spy.
Yeah, he played all the parts.
Say Hannibal?
Interstate 60.
Another movie.
Hannibal, that's right. I've even
seen that movie.
Lost
in Space, yeah. He played Doctor, what's his name? Yeah.
We got a lot of his movies.
Wait, they made a Hannibal Buress biopic?
Yeah,
it's about Bill Cosby's trial.
I already said Darkest Hour.
Justin, there's no shithead on the back of this. Who? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Prick up your ears.
Yeah, I told you. It was right after Sid and Nancy, probably.
Tiptoes.
That movie's crazy. I still haven't seen it, but it looks bonkers.
That implies that you are going to see it.
I want to. Matt, pass down the Aaron thing. And do
track
your
track 29.
Oh, shit. Wow.
The track you were looking for was track
29. Lots of mistakes
much
in this
earlier
episode.
On the
but what do you got? Do your plugs again, Matt.
My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, and Stitcher Premium. The movie I was just in was called Good Girls Get High. I don't know what you can see that on, but that just was at the LA Film Festival. And then Improv for Humans. Thanks, guys.
Get me a Digi eBay. What do you got to plug? Pump up the jam, or what's it
punch
called?
Punch up the jam. Yeah. Punch up the jam. And that's it for now.
Shit.
The Apple Watch.
Oh no, it's on.
Oh wait, it's on
his wrist.
It's on Matt.
Yeah, Matt's
it's
keeping
fine.
That. This is just the box.
Thank God.
Parna, what are you plugging? Netflix. You're on Netflix.
Yeah, you can see me. I got a half hour on Netflix, or you can hear me on the new season of BoJack.
Very nice. So and Kumail, what's going on with you?
Well, you can watch Silicon Valley on various things, and I don't have anything coming out for a little while, but I have two movies coming out next year. I'm in a movie called Stuber that comes out in May with me and Dave Bautista, who's a very, he's awesome. And and then I'm in Men in Black, which will come out next June.
What? Like a reboot of it?
It's not a reboot per se. It's like the London office, you know. So this one was the American branch, and then now that's
sure.
The because it's a
Kumail's and Will Smith face.
I'm actually no makeup is no difference. I just say I'm Will Smith at the end of every line.
Acting.
No, it's Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth are the new Men in Black.
Oh, okay. One of them is a lady.
Yeah, one of the men in black is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, men in black.
12 Guests of Christmas, New York City and Los Angeles are both on sale now. She's excited. Or he. I'll be back here at UCB Franklin on October 30th. And thank you to all my guests, Matt Besser, Demi Adjigbe, Aparna Nancherla, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Thanks, everybody.
And as always, Gary Oldman is a shithead. Traffic on the 105 freeway is a shithead. Could name any freeway around these parts, and you'd be right. And where's Justin at? I'm going to get you your Funko Pop back. Good catch. And Kanye and everyone who didn't snatch that dumbass hat off of his head at SNL are a shithead.
When you need energy on the go and don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can has 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in